This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Keeping Secrets. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of keeping secrets in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that Islam emphasizes on the personality or the respect of each other. Therefore, it also talks about the keeping the secrets of each other. Now, we should know that when we talk about the secrets, which is known as asrar or sir or raz, like in different languages they use these words, this is known as something which is need to be kept secret from a group of people maybe, or some special people or specific people should know about it, or maybe no one should know about it, and it's something which is related to someone's personal life. Therefore, these secrets can be related to the social aspect or the social life of a person, or it can be related to the personal life of the person. Therefore, it is necessary in Islam that we must keep the secrets of the people if we know about the secrets. Why? Because if we disclose the secrets, it might damage the personality of a person. It might bring a danger to his life. Or maybe sometimes he can even lose his life in the disclosure of the secrets. Therefore, for the mu'mineen, for the believers, it is necessary to keep each other's secrets if they get to know. Or maybe if someone is sharing his secrets with someone as someone who he can trust, then obviously we should not break his trust. We should keep the trust of the person. And this is one of the characteristics of the believers, that he is trustworthy, he is truthful, he keeps the secrets of the others, and obviously he is someone who can be trusted in all times, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of keeping secrets in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that every person has some secrets in their individual life as well as in their social life. Therefore, it is a necessity that if someone knows about that, he should keep those secrets with him and should not disclose. We know that everyone has it, and there is no one, no exception amongst the people. And there are some things which they never wanted anyone to know about it. And therefore, this is known as something which is personal or related to himself. And on the same basis, spying someone is being forbidden in Islam. We cannot spy on the others, but in the case of preventing the country from the enemies, that is the only case where it has been allowed. Otherwise, in Islam, even spying on others and looking into others' life, being after the secrets of the others, all these things are forbidden in the Islam, and Islam says not to perform such things. And therefore, we even see that even Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has said, "Afsha'u sirri suqutun," that when someone discloses someone's secrets, then obviously it is just like falling down from a hill. So if someone discloses the secrets of the others, then Allah also never kept their secrets. We have many things which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about us. Therefore, if we disclose the secrets of the others, and if it results the dishonor or humiliation of the person, then Allah never keeps our respect amongst the people. Therefore, we must be careful in these situations, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.